Hey, okay, Mom.
You're suing your mother.
You know, you don't sue. Anyway, that's the story. I'll see you tomorrow. Right? Good show today. I love those stories. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Michael Jackson's mother has filed a petition to become the administrator of Jackson's estate to make sure her son's three children are its beneficiaries. A judge today granted her temporary guardianship of the kids while Jackson's father said the family simply isn't ready for a funeral.
We don't have the time frame yet because I want to see how this autopsy is coming out, you know? The second autopsy.
More from ABC's Alex Stone at the Jackson Family Compound in Encino, California.
Pricey cars with tinted windows have been entering and exiting the Jackson home all day. The home itself is guarded by L.A. police. Outside the big iron gate, a shrine of sorts has been erected in honor of Jackson. Fans have left everything from stuffed animals and flowers to even a jug of red licorice.
From Tampa, Florida, there's new information on the death of a famous TV pitchman.
Hi, Billy Mays here with an amazing new product.
It's not a final ruling, but a Florida medical examiner says it probably wasn't a bump on the head that killed Billy Mays. Dr. Vernon Adams.
The autopsy did reveal hypertensive and arteriosclerotic heart disease.
Mays' wife said a day before he died, he'd complained that he'd bumped his head during a rough landing on a commercial airliner. The autopsy showed no signs of head trauma. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Federal judge in New York today sentenced swindler Bernard Madoff to 150 years in prison. Before that, though, Madoff spoke. Here's ABC's John Berman.
Bernard Madoff faced his accusers. He faced the victims of this financial fraud, and he told them, "I'm sorry." He said, "I thought when I started this, I'd be able to work my way out. I made a terrible mistake. I made an error of judgment," he said, "and I couldn't get out of it. I've left a legacy of shame to my family and grandchildren. I will live with this for the rest of my life."
Reaction from this victim who lost it all to Madoff.
His response in court today, I thought was pathetic.
Honduras has shut down radio and TV stations since an army coup over the weekend. There are reports today of tear gas being fired at protesters. You're listening to ABC News.
Being Ready, a true story from Farmers Insurance.
I'm a fireman. I'm gone sometimes 2 to 4 weeks at a time on fires all over the United States.
Ricky, a farmer's client.
In the line of work that I do, being prepared is the number one thing you need to do. My farmer's agent, her name is Maureen Martinez. She's awesome.
We had a discussion about what was important to Ricky, what he wanted to protect. That helps me to build a comprehensive insurance package around them.
In case something horrible does happen, God forbid, my family will be covered.
Along with the life insurance, he also bought homeowners and auto insurance so that he could protect his family.
Are you this ready? Get to know a farmer's agent today.
My wife and baby are not replaceable, but everything else is.
For auto, home, business, or life insurance, visit farmers.com because ready feels good. Life insurance issued by Farmers New World Life Insurance Company, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040.
The Supreme Court ruled today that white firefighters in Connecticut were unfairly denied promotions because of their race.
Writing for the conservative majority, Justice Anthony Kennedy ruled the firefighters were right to expect they'd get promotions based on their high test scores. The court said the city of New Haven was wrong to use the raw racial results of the exams to throw them out. In her dissent, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said despite the results, the firefighters had no vested right to promotion. And she expects the ruling, quote, will not have staying power.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Karen Torrey is the lawyer who represented the 20 firemen involved in the case.
These men became a symbol for millions of Americans who have grown tired of seeing individual achievement and merit take a backseat to race and ethnicity.
The ruling overturns an appellate opinion in which Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor participated. Some cars have been crushed, but no injuries reported in the collapse of part of a sixth-floor parking deck at a building near downtown Atlanta. Funeral services today for the Iowa football coach who was shot and killed at his school last week. Virgil Goodrich stood in line for hours at the wake. He says Coach Ed Thomas will be missed.
Ed was put on this earth for a reason, and because he did such a good job of it, he got his job done sooner than what it was expected, and the Lord wanted him back.
Former student who played for Thomas a few years ago has been charged with his murder. This is ABC News.
Nate, technician for Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer had a tiny chip in his windshield. Yesterday, he got in his hot car, cranked up the AC, and crack.
It spread. If only you'd called Safe Flight sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour. With our state-of-the-art resin, a Safe Flight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Safe Flight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon, I'm Brett Burkhardt. A rescue is underway at a county building in San Jose where a refrigeration technician has fallen down a chute. KGO's Rob Artigo is at North First Street with a live update.
Well, Brett, San Jose Fire Rescue lowering this man, a 50-year-old technician, down the shaft and down to the first floor, and just removed him on a backboard just minutes ago. He is now in an ambulance. He's not left the scene yet, but it looks like he will recover. He's experiencing some back pain and some scrapes.
All right, good news. Rob Artigo live in the South Bay. We'll have more throughout the afternoon. The man accused of killing Tony Bologna and his two sons in San Francisco last year will go to trial. A judge has just ruled that there is enough evidence in the case accusing Edwin Ramos of the triple murder. Terry Rouse is in the KGO 24-hour traffic center.
Fairfield, westbound 80 before North Texas Street, a pickup truck towing a trailer. The trailer has overturned. The two left lanes are blocked. Jammed through the Santa Cruz Mountains in the southbound direction near the Lexington Reservoir. Sweetest bread in the world now comes sliced for sandwiches, toasted right out of the bag. King's Hawaiian new sliced bread. Original King's Hawaiian tastes paradise, now available in your grocer's deli section. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Hawaiian weather inland today. It'll be sunny but cooler near the coast. Not quite as hot inland tomorrow. It's 65 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. I want to add another death to the list. It's kind of been something else, huh? This one is someone you heard about, but you might not have followed what happened to her. This was that doctor, female physician, who diagnosed herself with breast cancer while she was in Antarctica. They dropped some drugs by parachute. She treated herself, but they couldn't fly her out. She discovered a tumor in June, and aircraft could not fly into the station to pick her up until October. And among the more bizarre aspects of this case, she performed a biopsy on herself with the help of other crew members who practiced inserting the needle on raw chicken from the freezer. She wrote a book about her ordeal, but the cancer came back in 2005. All this happened in 1999. So she did okay for 6 years. Normally 5 year survival, we consider that to be pretty close to a cure, 10 years even closer. But if you make it 5 years, you're doing well. Anyway, in 2005, it had spread to her brain and other organs. I don't know. Let's start with the most bizarre yet unsubstantiatable thing I've seen on Michael Jackson. This is not from a very reliable source, but you know something? I could imagine this. It's something we've talked about a lot before in many different ways. Told you about my involvement in this, the pros, the cons, and it has to do with Gunter von Hagen's plastination show, Body Worlds. Gunter von Hagen says that he has spoken. He has spoken with the Jacksons months ago, and it was agreed that his body will be plastinated. And I thought to myself, well, maybe. I mean, I'm just thinking, could that be something that might occur to Michael? Well, then I read the fact that his late pet monkey, he had von Hagen's plastinate a number of years ago, Bubbles. And Bubbles is exhibited at the Body World show in London. And von Hagen says it was Michael's final request to be reunited with Bubbles. And he goes on to say, no better place to do this than the venue where he's due to perform his world record 50-day tour, blah, blah, blah. Now, von Hagen is he's the inventor of it. I have respect for him. He's also a little different, right? And you got to be a little different to be a pioneer in something like that. So that's the most bizarre thing I could find. The rest is still just everything's clouded. It's murky. I, of course, like all of you, I just have a series of questions. If I could just sit this doctor down, evidently he's cooperating with authorities, but the picture isn't a pretty one. Turns out he's had a lot of problems here. In the last 18 months, his medical practice has been slapped with more than $400,000 in court judgments. That's a lot of money. He was hit with a judgment for failure to pay child support. His wages garnished. Problems with the credit card company. Driving with expired license plate. Not having proof of insurance. Deepak Chopra, boys, he's saying it like it is. He is just out there, just directly making accusations. He's saying Michael Jackson hit him up for prescription drugs and said he already had a bottle of OxyContin with him and that he was alarmed. So we're just not going to know. I heard something I can't verify, that actually this doctor was not hired out of the blue, that he has known Michael, and Michael requested him to be the doctor for the tour. So I'm afraid until we get toxicology, we're not even going to be able to begin to think of what the possibilities were. And then even toxicology will only show there's drugs in the system. A fresh needle mark, well, that might tell us something had happened. So I just have so many questions, and each question begets more questions, and the information we have is just getting very, 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 very confusing. And there, yes, it's all very strange. The cardiologist did say that Michael barely ate and barely drank. In other words, not an overweight guy in terms of a risk for a natural heart attack, but certainly nothing to believe that he had any problems that would cause sudden death. He evidently did pass a physical. We don't know who did that physical, what they did in that physical, and what it was about, and whether they were willing to accept drug addiction. You know, it's the kind of thing you're going to put on multi-gazillion dollar tours, and you know the star. I guess the star would probably say, I don't want you to do a toxicology screen on me. You can do a physical on me. And the promoter say, well, a lot of rock and rollers, you know, had drug problems and they did okay. And they looked the other way for the sake of the money they might make. So, as I said, I wish I could clear it up. I have no comment on the Debbie Rowe thing. I have no idea if that's true or not. And so there you go. So we're back to the VIP syndrome. Steve Jobs, you know, had a transplant, and there's a long piece in here about being a famous heavyweight, and you get to the head of the class because of that. You know, all this came to a fore with Mickey Mantle. A guy came up with a liver, he waited for one day, died from liver cancer anyway. And whether someone rich and famous, whenever they get a transplant, suspicions arise of whether the person managed to jump to the head of the waiting list. And they say there's little opportunity to cheat the system. And maybe that's true, but you can game the system. And, you know, any transplant center ranks potential liver recipients on its waiting list with the highest ranking based on how sick the patient is and how long they've been sick. And jumping ahead of a sicker patient isn't allowed. Okay, a lot of rules that are broken. Let's assume that one is never broken. I'm willing to go there. And yet, there's so many ways of working this system. Waiting time for a liver varies all over the country. And if you can afford to travel, you can go to any city or state where the shortest wait is, bide your time until you get to the top of the list, and a donor dies, and that's it. Patients rent apartments or stay in hospitals near a hospital and wait for the phone to ring. Not fair, but it's not illegal. And it turns out, I mean, why would Mr. Jobs get a transplant at Vanderbilt, Tennessee? And, well, you get access to a jet. You can go anywhere you want. You get a wide source of programs. And this article, if you want to learn more about it, you know, gets into the details. Now, by the way, when I heard that he had pancreas cancer and that spread, there's almost no chance. Very few people survive that, but he had a very rare kind of neuroendocrine tumor. So all bets off as far as that's concerned. So the transplant may have been legitimate. And once again, you can read more about it if you're interested. This is an important article. It applies to everything. It just happens to be based on a health story. And here you go. And I'm not going to nail Fox News for this, because they are, you tell me. Attorneys for Fox successfully argued the First Amendment gives broadcasters the right to lie or deliberately distort news reports on the public airwaves. And their claim is a reasonable one, isn't it? It has to do with free speech. In February, a Florida appeals court ruled that there is absolutely nothing illegal about lying, concealing, or distorting information by a major press organization. I'll repeat that. It's not illegal for them to lie or conceal or distort information. You can say whatever you want on the air, almost. The court reversed a $500,000 jury verdict in favor of a journalist who charged that she was pressured by Fox News and their lawyers to air what she knew and documented to be false information. In August, a six-person jury was unanimous in its conclusion that she was indeed fired for threatening to report the station's pressure to broadcast what jurors decided was a false, distorted, slanted story about growth hormone in dairy cows. We've talked about this one. You know, I just sometimes turn my back and I just, all I can say is just don't listen to what you hear everywhere else. I hate to aggrandize our program here, but at least we try to back up everything that we say with the scientific truth. The court did not dispute the heart of her claim. The court did not dispute that Fox pressured her to broadcast a false story to protect the broadcaster from having to defend the truth in court, as well as suffer the ire of irate advertisers. They argued First Amendment because broadcasters have a right to lie or deliberately distort news reports. And what can I tell you? What is news? What is news anymore? Who's a journalist? Journalism school is supposed to be like, you know, like a doctor. Right? So I'm not sure what to tell you about that. This one has to do with eyewitness testimony and how, and I'm sure you're going to hear all kinds of testimony when it comes to the Michael J. He said this. I saw him do that. And there are two interesting pieces about how unreliable we are. Now, one of these, I actually saw this and listened to it. If you spoke clearly the sounds da and ba, that's easy to distinguish, right? Da, 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 ba, 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 ba. Yet if you play a film clip where the soundtrack says da, while the image on the screen shows a mouth saying ba, people will swear they heard ba. I watched this on TV one night in an investigation of this, and it's true. If you ask people to count the number of times a light flashes and you flash the light seven times together with a sequence of eight beeping tones, people will say the light flashed eight times. When confronted with conflicting information, the brain decides which sense to trust. And basically, it likes hearing. If you click a series of clicks 20 beats a second, you know they're separate beeps, right? Right? Then you run a series of images together with 20 frames a second, and you're welcome to the movies. You can shut your eyes against a bright sun to avert your gaze from a grim scene, but try to get away from the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. So we are visual. And the article goes in to just tell us how preposterous it is, the system where we rely on eyewitness testimonies. And here in the Innocence Project, looking at 175 people wrongly convicted due to unreliable human memory, it really undermines the trust we give to eyewitness testimony. And here's a grant. They have 40 neuroscientists, lawyers, and philosophers, $40 million, $10 million grant, MacArthur Foundation, making an effort to really try to put some objectivity into this. And it's crazy. It's crazy. A whole bunch of stories here I could tell you. I'm going to pick one here. Hearing that a specific suspect has confessed increases the likelihood eyewitnesses will choose that person in a lineup, even if they were initially confident that another person had committed the staged crime that they saw. Most troubling was the fact that none of the people in the lineup had committed the crime. Without outside evidence, a person really can't tell if their memory is real or false. And they get into this whole thing of how we remember our memories, and we just can't do it. And the look in MRIs here, It says, imagine you're trying to remember what you wrote on your shopping list. If you try to put yourself back in the mindset of when you wrote the list, or you can try to think of every vegetable you know until you hit the one that you remember. The problem with the second method is that there's a chance you're going to come up with some vegetable that wasn't on the list. Buying a tomato instead of a potato is no big deal. But this kind of constructive remembering, called semantic generation, leads a witness to remember something that never happened. And it's not easy to find a lot of evidence about how difficult it is. Thankfully, at least for some types of crimes, we live in an era where we can use science to try to develop evidence, and I'm happy for that. Well, and speaking of happiness, and I dispute this, it's not a really serious study, but it says here that women feel most confident and happy around 28, just before they reach 30. They also say that's when they have the best sex. But happiness is relatively short-lived in women, because by the time they've turned 30, they start worrying about growing old and wrinkles and all that. Now, the survey was done by Clairol, a hair company. They studied 4,000 women. And how you ask the questions in these kinds of surveys is really, really critical. The age of 28 has been pinpointed. The time in a woman's life, their hair looks the best, body shape at its peak. And women are happiest with a career at 29, most content with a relationship 1 year later at 30, despite having the best sex at 28. And 56% of women worry about losing their looks as they get older. And I don't believe any of it. I've seen surveys that find women in their 40s or 50s and 60s have the best sex, or the most confident, the happiest with themselves and with life. But, of course, it's a hair company trying to make you feel very insecure. So the whole study gets skewed in that direction. All right. On a similar subject, ladies and gentlemen, this will get you talking. What is it we want? What do women find most attractive in men, and what do men find most attractive in women? We've done surveys like this before, but this one kind of adds some different information. All right, what do men and women want? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once-monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
You can't get much for 50 cents a day, not even a cup of coffee. But now you can have a great-tasting nutritional drink containing cocoa, green tea, and resveratrol. That's right, you can enjoy the benefits of cocoa while getting the powerful antioxidants of resveratrol and green tea in a delicious sugar-free drink. New Shape is a powdered nutrition drink that mixes easily in water and can be enjoyed hot, cold, or blended with ice to make a delicious smoothie. New Shape is designed to promote peak wellness by optimizing the intake of fats, protein, carbohydrates, and micronutrients. Satisfy your chocolate craving and get the nutrition your body needs. Right now, New Shape is offering a special introductory offer. Buy one 30-day supply and receive another one absolutely free. Call 1-888-377-2271 and get 2 months for the price of one. That's only 50 cents a day. Call 1-888-377-2271. That's 1-888-377-2271.
Do you? This is Gene Burns. For years, you've heard me talking about Just Remnants. Just Remnants, the stores that sell designer quality flooring at discount warehouse prices. You've heard me talking about savings of up to 70% on carpet, hardwood, laminates, or vinyl. And you've heard me talking about informed decisions. Well, informed decisions are the way Rick and Fred at Just Remnants do business. Their website at justremnants.com has everything you'd want to know about floor coverings. How floor coverings offerings are made, how they're installed, how they're maintained. You'll learn all about various applications and Just Remnant services, too. It's all there. See for yourself at JustRemnants.com. That's JustRemnants.com. Then, the next time you need floor coverings of any kind, stop by 900 Anderson Drive next to Tap Plastics in San Rafael or 950 Piner Road in front of Harbor Freight, Santa Rosa, and tell them Gene Burns said hi.
Knock on wood? Seriously? With your health? Just call Dr. Dean Adell at 800-548-TALK. His wisdom is like thunder and lightning. It's truly frightening.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Tim. How you doing, Tim?
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Doctor, me and my wife would like to have a baby. I had a vasectomy about 18, 19 years ago, and we're wondering what's the best way to do this, either reverse it or is there some way to extract it without reversing it?
Well, what, let's see, 18, 19 years ago, how old were you when you had the vasectomy?
22, 23.
Wow. Had you had children?
Yes, I had two.
Okay. In general, the rate of regret is pretty high in people who have it before 30, 35. You already had two children at 22. That's probably was a shock, enough shock to your system. And the amount of time that goes by can increase the difficulty. But the first thing you do is you find the best microsurgeon you can and get it reversed in standard fashion. Now, yes, there is a way of extracting sperm as a last-ditch effort, but the success rate is nothing like the success rate with well-done vasectomy reversal. But I think it's a fair question, and hope you get the truth, is to ask the doctor, what is your success rate? Now, there's a doctor in Australia. I have not heard any of this more recently than, say, 15 years ago, who used to be the best in the world, and he claimed well over 50% success rate. But he also said that it was post-operative care, that he was a great surgeon, he said, but the post-operative care was really important. He had a very special nurses, and he'd rested the testicles in a very certain way, you know, on ice and elevated and in the bed and all that, where I think most of the ways it's done in America today, most doctors are not too finicky about that. So I think the hands of the and the experience of the doctor are most important. This is microsurgery done under a microscope. And with sutures, kind of sutures we used to use in eye surgery, you know, Tenno suture will actually float in the air. It's so fine, suture material. So find yourself someone who does a lot of it, a lot of it. Ask him what the success rate is, any records you might have, as how the doctor who did the reversal could help, did the vasectomy originally. Did he take a big chunk out or singe the margins, all kinds of traditions that have changed over the years, all right? And you have a pretty good chance, all right? Let's talk to George. How you doing, George?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling on behalf of my 70-year-old father. He's lost about a pound a month for the last 2 years, so he used to weigh 140. He's down to 118 today. And he had a clean bill of health about 15 months ago. His blood count was good, his white cells count. And I'm concerned. He started going to Cuba about 10 years ago, and that's when I started seeing changes in him. And could HIV be detected in the white blood cell count during a typical health?
No. No. If you're concerned about HIV, and George, only you would know if it's reasonable. In other words, just depends what your dad's habits are. So let's leave that out of it. HIV has to be tested with blood. The doctor should know to test for it. A pound a month isn't huge, but, you know, that's 10 pounds, 12 pounds a year, and that can add up. And, you know, look at his life also. In other words, it wouldn't take a decrease, much of a caloric decrease to reduce weight by that much. Maybe he's just eating a little bit less. So, and at his age, you know, weight is a difficult issue to look at when you get into that age group. We have really never proven that even fat people in that age have any detrimental effects on their health. We kind of don't think weight plays a major role when you get into your senior years. Now, weight loss, normally, and that's one of the seven signs of cancer, if it's unaccountable, unaccounted for. In other words, if he's eating less, okay, all bets off, and that's why he's losing weight. So you want to pay close attention to that and see what else is going on in his life. But I'd say it would be reasonable to find out why he's losing weight. That's a question you'd want to answer. But at least it's not a huge amount of weight. If he had cancer or HIV, he was developing AIDS, I think it would be more quick. All right, we come back. We're going to talk about what men prefer in women, what women prefer in men. And boy, are the sexes different on this one. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. A refrigeration technician that fell down an air duct in the Santa Clara County building in San Jose has been rescued and taken to the hospital. President Obama saying this afternoon the coup that tossed out Honduran President Zelaya is not legal. Zelaya is still president. Ponzi scheme operator Bernard Madoff sentenced to 150 years in prison today by a New York judge. San Francisco judge ruling there is enough evidence to try alleged MS-13 gang member Edwin Ramos for the 2008 murders of Tony Bologna and his two sons. Dow Industrials closed the day up 91 points at 8,529. Lloyd Lindsay Young forecasting sunny and continued hot inland but cooler near the coast. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
This is Gene Burns. For years, you've heard me talking about Just Remnants. Just Remnants, the stores that sell designer quality flooring at discount warehouse prices. You've heard me talking about savings of up to 70% on carpet, hardwood, laminates, or vinyl. And you've heard me talking about informed decisions. Well, informed decisions are the way Rick and Fred at Just Remnants do business. Their website at justremnants.com has everything you'd want to know about floor coverings. How floor coverings are made, how they're installed, how they're maintained. You'll learn all about various applications and Just Remnants services, too. It's all there. See for yourself at justremnants.com. That's justremnants.com. Then, the next time you need floor coverings of any kind, stop by 900 Anderson Drive next to Tap Plastics in San Rafael or 950 Piner Road in front of Harbor Freight, Santa Rosa, and tell them Gene Burns said hi.
Len Tillum here. Worrying a little about investments is a pretty natural thing to do. You do it, I do it. So sometimes it's nice to have some help sorting all that out. A nice guy to help you with that is Pat Vitucci. He's an independent financial advisor. Vitucci and Associates have several offices around the Bay Area. Pat's a local guy, an independent financial advisor. He's not obligated to any particular investment area. I don't know about you, but thinking about my investments and how they should be allocated and reading financial reports and wondering when to buy and what to buy and sell, it's not my idea of fun. I'd rather leave all that sort of planning to someone like Pat Vitucci. He'll be glad to provide a complimentary consultation for you. No obligation. Don't invest and forget. That's what he says. Call Pat Vitucci anytime at 800-472-8305. That's Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Did you know that some people in the Bay Area are refinancing into fixed mortgage rates as low as 4.25%? Well, you may wonder if you too are eligible for these historically low rates. And with a quick 15-minute call to 1-800-801-REFI, a professional from UMax Mortgage can determine if you can qualify too. Bay Area-based UMax Mortgage works with over 50 banks to ensure the best possible financing to meet your individual needs. Many experts predict that current government overspending will lead to higher interest rates. So protect yourself today by calling 1-800-801-REFI. 4.43% APR. Interest rates quoted are subject to market fluctuations. UMax Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Call 1-800-801-REFI or 1-800-801-7334 to schedule a free 15-minute consultation to find out if you can save hundreds a month. Mention you heard this on KGO Radio for a free appraisal upon closing. Again, call 800-801-REFI. That's 800-801-7334.
Dolan's wants to be your green home improvement resource. And to emphasize the point, there's a free green gift waiting for you at any of Dolan's five Bay Area locations. No purchase necessary. In fact, you have your choice of four green gifts this week. For more information and the location nearest you, click on the Dolan's banner on the KGO website. And when you pick up your free green gift, don't forget to ask about the $1,500 tax credit for energy-saving windows and doors.
I everybody. Dr. Dinardell here. Welcome back to the program. All right. We always find interest in these studies. Some things are similar to previous ones. Others are different. Okay? What do women want? What are men attracted to? What are women attracted to? Well, beauty skin deep for men and in the eye of the beholder for women. This is a North Carolina University psychologist found that men are much more likely to come to a consensus when defining what they find attractive in the opposite sex. So men will pretty much agree. Women, though, are all over the place. And it's not just money and security that lures many attractive young women to far less attractive older men. All right? We're liking this one. They show people a range of 4,000, by the way, 4,000 men and women from 18 to 70. They show them photographs of people of the opposite sex from 18 to 25. Surprisingly, found men's view on attractiveness of different women was defined by physical features. Women who looked thinner and seductive got the highest ratings, and men were very attracted to women who appeared confident. I'm not sure how you convey that in a snapshot, but evidently they did. I mean, I can picture it in my mind. I haven't looked at these photographs. But women showed a diverse range of responses. Some women rated particular men very attractive, while other women found that same guy not attractive at all. And the researchers are looking at this, and they think the implications have to do with a further understanding of eating disorders and why women feel such greater pressure to conform to perceptions of physical attractiveness. Although men don't have the same pressure to conform to a certain look, they do face competition, given that more men will be attracted to the same women. You see? All right. What can I say? Let's talk to... shoulders up, chin up, good posture. That's very important. That's good. That's good. All right, let's talk to Emily. How you doing, Emily?
Thank you. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I've had two surgeries on my neck, and I have a lot of pain from nerve damage. And I went up to Lake Tahoe, and the pain went away, and I wanted to know if altitude affected pain.
Wow, that's an interesting question. You know, I'm really glad you did that. I can't tell you how many times I advise people to go take a trip and go someplace to eliminate environment. Because if you go someplace else and you get better, there's something in your home environment that's making it worse, whether it's simple stuff like allergies or, you know, the mother-in-law lives in the back room. So, in general, most doctors would tell you altitude does not relate to pain. But let me throw a couple of caveats in here. You see a lot of people who claim their arthritis gets better with weather, with weather changes. Well, weather fronts, when a weather front comes in, the change in barometric pressure is really less than the change you would get when you go up and down in a skyscraper, in an elevator. And I did the story once on television in the tallest building we have in San Francisco, 50 stories, Bank of America building, I think, or is it Transamerica, I can't remember. But we went up in the elevator and took a barometer with us, and then went back and showed the barometer changing with the weather front. And so, indeed, if your arthritis is getting worse with the weather front, it should get better or worse going up and down in an elevator, and usually it doesn't. And yet, we are reserving judgment, because the only thing that changes with weather is humidity and temperature. You know, that could influence pain. You're hot and miserable. Cold, you know, cold will make pain worse. And then there's humidity, which you wouldn't think would affect the inside of the body. So we're left with pressure. So most doctors will tell you no. One reason being, Tahoe's not that high, unless you went up to the tippity top of the ski runs, you know, 6,000-7,000 feet at the valley. That's about the same pressure in a cabin in an airplane. But it still piques my interest. And maybe there's something going on. A. B. Maybe it sounded like it was a vacation. Maybe just enough stress relief, right? And that was enough to make you feel a lot better. So it's worthy of note, I guess, Emily. So if you were my patient, I wouldn't throw you out of the office and just, next. I think it's really interesting. And I'd like to see you take another vacation at sea level and see what happens and fiddle around with it. So many things influence pain. Just don't sell short the idea that if you have pain, real pain, the amount of stress in your life and anger and upset and fatigue and all these things can influence it. Pain, it's about a perception. So there's something there I can't tell you exactly, but maybe, maybe. All right. Let's talk to Alex in the Dallas area. How you doing, Alex?
Hi, Dr. Dane.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
I was wanting to know about how you got into the radio business. I'm actually trying to start a career in radio broadcasting myself.
Well, I'm not going to be able to help you much because, to me, it's a great life story in that you never know at a given moment your entire life is turning. I never planned to go into radio, and a lot of you know I actually quit my medical practice and I was out there doing other things for 6-7 years. You know, I ran an antique auction gallery and had a custom jewelry shop, and I worked for Head Start and was a school teacher, did some homesteading, bumming around, living on the streets, did plenty of that. And one day, it just came out of the blue. But you got to be prepared. I mean, life is a little bit of both serendipity, but you got to be able to jump on opportunities. And I had a custom jewelry shop, and a woman walked in and struck up a conversation, said she worked at the drunk tank and needed doctors at the drunk tank. I still had my license. And they paid $50 a day, went down and started doing physicals on, this is a pretty sad state of affairs, people, you know, hauled off the streets of Sacramento, California. And I met a guy down there, and we got in a conversation. He said, I explained things really well. And he said he had a friend of a friend who owned a radio station, country music station, KRAK in Sacramento, and said, why don't I come meet this person? You know, of course, I laughed, and this guy came knocking at my door 2 days later, dragged me to meet this woman. And believe it or not, she, scariest thing in my life, she says, sure, let's try it. People could call up. See, it was his idea. He says, people could call up with their medical problems and you could answer them because you speak English. Of course, I've been speaking English for about 7 years after dropping out of my surgical practice. And so I did a few shows for them, and she sent some tapes off to KGO, probably number one talk station in America, I would say. And eventually started doing a show for them, and there you are. That was 30-something years ago, 1978. So keep doing it, Alex. You know, keep knocking on the doors. You know, it wasn't exactly totally serendipitous. I mean, I kept calling the station that they sent the tape to. Kept calling KGO to try to get past the secretary. And so I knocked on the doors a few times. So a combination, opportunity and being ready for it. They say, what is it? Luck happens to the prepared mind. Because I feel very, very fortunate and lucky and wonder where would my life be today. And it's a perfect career for me. What can I say? All right, 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mark Skolnick, broker of Investment Property Capital. At IPC, we specialize in financing all types of income properties, and we're based in San Francisco. It's no secret that vacancies are up. If you own rental property, then you know that the amount you can borrow is driven directly by the rents. Which way are your rents going? If you're in the market to buy or refi your income property, then you know that timing is everything. Call us for a free analysis of your rent roll. We'll let you know how much of a loan you can get. We've got great long-term loans available, even without prepay penalties. Our best rates on apartment buildings are now starting as low as 4.36%. That's right, 4.36%. It's a free call to find out what we can do for you. Our number is 800-839-8104. Investment Property Capital. We deliver solid solutions for investors. 800-839-8104. That's 800-839-8104.
Rate quoted is an APR of 4.61%. Investment Property Capital is a broker licensed by Cal DRE 01126077.
Cellar number 8 wines are carefully handcrafted at the historic Asti Winery in Sonoma County. Cellar number 8 wines include Cabernet Sauvignon, Zinfandel, Merlot, and Pinot Noir. Fantastic wines, incredible history, great price. Be sure to enjoy a bottle of Cellar number 8 tonight. Visit Cellar number 8 at Asti Winery, Cloverdale, California, or at cellarnumber8.com. Please enjoy responsibly.
We hadn't talked, wanted to touch, or felt close in years, but Marriage Fitness turned our marriage around. Thank you so much, Mort.
Counseling was just a weekly blame fest. It drained us emotionally and financially. Marriage Fitness is totally different. This program actually works.
Hello, I'm Mort Fertel, creator of Marriage Fitness, the revolutionary, clinically proven program that will save your marriage. This is not marriage counseling. You won't have to dig into your past or dredge up your problems. Instead, you'll use a step-by-step system of positive relationship habits that will transform your marriage.
My husband wanted out and wouldn't go for help. I started Marriage Fitness alone. Now he wants back in. We're doing the program together.
Subscribe to Mort's free Marriage Fitness email service today at marriage5.com. You'll also receive his free report, 7 Secrets for Fixing Your Marriage, plus 5 free marriage assessments. That's marriage5.com. To turn your marriage around, visit marriage5.com.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now. 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt-free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
Everybody, Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. Well, Heather and our engineer Kyle want to weigh in on the call about getting in the radio. And I guess the consensus advice here is just do it with a podcast. You can do that. You don't have to be hired by anybody. And if you're good, you know, chance you'll get picked up somewhere somehow. It's a whole new world. All right, let's talk to Joseph in Puerto Rico. How you doing, Joseph?
Hi, Dr. Adell.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a question. I want to know what do you think about the body cleansing treatments. What's your general idea about that?
Well, there's a whole bunch of them. Is there any one in particular that you've heard about, and where did you hear about them?
No, in general. What do you think?
Yes. Well, I think it's total, complete nonsense. There's not a shred of truth to it. I don't know what people mean by cleaning your body. You know, they swallow a bunch of Mr. Clean or eat soap. What do they think they're cleaning out of the body? That's my favorite question. And that ends the conversation. What are you cleaning? Name 10 things you're cleaning out of the body. There's nothing in your body. Your body is sterile inside. It gets rid of any toxin by breaking it down in the liver. And yeah, some stuff gets stored in your fat. We all have DDT in our fat. We all have all kinds of stuff from the environment in it, but you're not going to get it out with these scam artists, you know, swallowing a bunch of vitamin pills or getting enough diarrhea to dehydrate yourself. So it's very attractive. It appeals to us psychologically. And I mean that. There have been interesting studies about how people psychologically, you know, feel challenged from a moral perspective or feel guilty about something. And this is why people with OCD may wash their hands. You see, there's something symbolic there. And so cleansing just sounds good. We all want to be clean. You know, we use all that soap and water to keep our skin clean. Why shouldn't we clean our innards? And we're all peddled a bunch of nonsense because we watch too much TV, and you see this one ad, oh, this infomercial big time. They'll spend a fortune on with this ad, and it just shows you all that clog up in your colon, all this sludge. It's nonsense. It's a fairy tale. And, you know, free speech, I guess. I guess that's what everybody would claim. I guess that would be Congress's excuse for allowing this stuff to happen. Other countries have a different attitude. The American way, you know, where it's all about the buck, is anybody can make a buck selling anything to anybody, whether it works or not, doesn't really matter when it comes to health anyway. You know, in some areas, of course, we are very, very tight, and we want products to be reputable and to be functional. But so stay away from it. All right, let's talk to Ed in Chicago. How you doing, Ed?
Hi, doctor. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I'll try to break it down real simple. Years ago, I was jogging. I stubbed my big toe. It got stiff. I was examined. They says, don't worry about it. Just wear bigger shoes. Take painkillers. Time goes by, many years. I'm developing cramps in the leg, in the middle of the thigh, and then pain on the outside of the leg. Plus, I'm getting, like, weakness in both my legs. So I got an ad from the big hospital. I went to see them, and they told me, yeah, your hips are wearing out. And I says, well, what can I do? And they says, well, just come back, and we'll give you a double hip replacement. Well, I'm not that old. I don't want that. I was
no, hang on. Whoa, slow down, Ed. You saw an ad in the paper for this hospital that does a lot of hip replacements? Is that it?
No. They have doctors there who are, like, orthopedics.
Right.
So I went to see them, and they kind of, like, just looked at me. They didn't want to do anything. They just said, yeah, your hips are kind of, like, they didn't say whether it was arthritis or anything, but they're kind of, like, wearing out. And they said, just come back when you need a hip replacement. And he says, oh, I don't want to do that. So I was wondering, what kind of doctor should I go to?
Well, you went to the right kind of doctor. It's just the attitude is kind of bothering me. And indeed, if your hips are where, I mean, you went to a place where they like to do surgery. They don't want to take care of you in between because there's stuff you can do. I'm not sure if your hips are wearing out, what he probably means, and you should get the diagnosis from them, osteoarthritis. You should get the x-rays, get all your data together, and go see another orthopedist, say, in private practice, and get a sense of how bad it is, someone to sit and talk to you and explain to you, because you know what the pain is like. You know how severe it is. And I don't have a cure for osteoarthritis. I can tell you know, all the stuff you're going to see in the infomercials and ads for all these supplements claiming to help are not going to help you. But there are some things having to do with physical therapy and appropriate use of anti-inflammatory medication should keep you happy for a while. And it is something that you get to decide. If your hips are going downhill, doesn't matter if your ability to walk and your mobility is being affected and you're in pain all the time, then you might consider doing something. And, you know, hip replacement is a nifty operation, and it's very, very helpful when used appropriately. See, surgery is two arts in surgery. One is, you know, the hand-eye coordination, the ability to do an operation so the person doesn't fall apart when they get off the table. The other one is knowing when. And that's harder. Knowing when to operate is just as much a part of surgical skill as it is the skill of doing the operation itself. And with something like hips, very often the patient gets to participate in this because if you're not in a lot of pain, why bother? If you're doing okay, deal a little bit of pain because the operations are not 100% successful and they come with certain liabilities themselves. So it's complex. So you need to find out, A, what's wrong? What's going on? Right? And how much activity you're doing. Are you doing too much? Are you doing too little? So there's all kinds of things you can do to slow the process down here, and that's what I'd recommend. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
Attention, female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you'll receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim27.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim27.com. Remember slim27.com. That's slim, then the number 27.com.
Cellar No. 8 wines are carefully handcrafted at the historic Asti Winery in Sonoma County. Cellar No. 8 wines include Cabernet Sauvignon, Zinfandel, Merlot, and Pinot Noir. Fantastic wines, incredible history, great price. Be sure to enjoy a bottle of Cellar No. 8 tonight. Visit Cellar No. 8 at Asti Winery, Cloverdale, California, or at cellarnumber8.com. Please enjoy responsibly.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dee Nadel here. Just reminded, Earworms, Oliver Sacks, Nova, tomorrow night, is it, Heather? 8 p.m. I always love his stuff and Earworms. I'm not going to sing any. Let's not sing A Small World after all. Okay, Mary, this is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program, Mary.
Oh, thank you so much, doctor. Okay, question about toenail fungus. My husband has it real bad, and I'm the one who cuts his toenails. Is that transferable or transmittable to my fingernails?
Well, that's kind of interesting. Probably less so to your fingernails. I mean, use decent hygiene. But people get it from somewhere, but it seems like we all come across it, but it likes certain kinds of feet and certain environments. So that's why I'm going to figure you don't have too much to worry about. In other words, it seems moisture is the enemy. And if your husband wore for long pairs, a period of time, he wore shoes that didn't breathe very well, and he came in contact with this fungus, that's what seems to start the process. Where women may be more likely to wear open toe shoes, maybe more likely to let their feet breathe, you know, who knows. But it has to come from somewhere. And I would say if you got it on your hands and then you started fiddling with your own toes, maybe there's a, you know, there's a possibility. But in general, I would say clipping someone's toenails, not. A lot of people have been inquiring about also the laser for this for toenail fungus, and it's a confusing situation. And that there is a laser of that type that is approved, seems to be helpful, but the front runner, the one you're hearing the most about, there are questions about it. That particular model and type exactly has not been approved, so it's kind of confusing. And the funny thing is that every time we bring up this subject, oh my gosh, we get floods of phone calls and emails from everybody with their own home remedies. And anytime I see that, in my experience, when you see 10 different home remedies for something, it tells you no one of them works better than the other. Or that home remedy would have put the rest of them out of business. Okay? All right, I am Dr. Dee Nadel. That's the program. Please join us for the next one, won't you? Until then, as always, be well, take care of yourself.
Do you want to join the millions of people who are making money on eBay? Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor, and I can help you make money on eBay for free. Call now to get my free How to Buy and Sell on eBay lesson, and in minutes, you will learn the tips and tricks to making money on eBay. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced eBay user, I can help you maximize your eBay experience and turn that into dollars. Why is it free? Because I know that once you try my product, you'll come back to Video Professor for all your computer learning needs. And with over 60 titles on today's most popular programs, I'm sure that there is more you'll want to learn. So call now and choose eBay or any other of my 60 lessons, and I'll give it to you free. All you pay is a small shipping and processing charge, and I will even refund that if you're not 100% satisfied. Don't be left behind. Start making money on eBay today. Try my product.
Call 1-800-799-1544. That's 1-800-799-1544. Call 1-800-799-1544.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars?
If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 888-261-3316. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes if you qualify. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 888-261-3316. Call right now for your second chance.